Welcome to the Gatecast.
We're off to see the wizard.
Presented by Alan and Mike.
Lucy, I'm home.
I was going to do my living room like this.
I am not Lucy.
Well, sir, my recommendation is that anyone attempting to leave the mountain should be shot on sight.
Hello, good evening, etc., and welcome to Gatecast episode 63.
Good morning, even.
Depending on where you are.
Well, no,
I'm not going to go through every conceivable sort of... it feels like morning.
It definitely feels like morning.
And it's bright and sunny with white, puffy cumulus.
Yeah, it's very strange. It doesn't seem right. We're not used to recording when there's daylight.
Yes, we are, just not since about the beginning of October.
I don't know about you, but we've been getting dark a lot sooner than you have. I can't remember the last time we recorded during daylight. I had to have both lights on in the room.
Probably would have been around September 16th or so, off the top of my head. Tonight's episode is Maternal Instinct with Braytak, and from my reading of the transcript, the shortest teaser ever.
Yes, very short teaser.
There's also something I did want to say in other observances and looking ahead to Tuesday's episode. Why did they put Crystal Skull, which is, well, as we know, is a standalone? Why put it as the second last episode of the season? In previous two seasons, they've actually used the episodes to lead up to something. And I get the impression the film order was probably Crystal Skull, then this one. Because this one feeds into... No, it doesn't. This season introduces them. Okay, cool.
Okay, we're all sorted now, are we?
Yes.
Good. I don't want to chime in case... I know we're spoiling within the episode, but we're not going to spoil next week's and the weeks after too much.
No. We can discuss episode order, I suppose. That's more appropriate to the recap. Damn, I've just taken something I was going to say. As I did quite like, by the way, folks, Mike's impression that if you vote in our Season 3 poll... it will give us whole minutes of discussion.
Oh, yes.
Mostly along the lines of, oh my God, someone voted.
Oh, what's the point? They voted for that episode. Sure they not. Fools.
Well, that's something we can discuss in the recap, which is how many votes each episode got and whether we think it deserved that many.
Yep.
Where's Walter? Looking at the transcript, that's an incredibly short teaser.
Oh, yes. We may have trouble with this episode because I watched it this morning.
Mm-hmm.
And I just sat there listening to it and enjoying every second. I'm thinking, I wouldn't want to talk over all this.
The Treks in Sci-Fi Podcast.
Stand by to receive our transmission.
Sci-Fi entertainment news and commentary.
I am Locutus of Borg.
Star Trek episode analysis.
Captain of the USS Enterprise.
Pokey religions and ancient weapons.
Collectibles, toy, and prop reviews.
I am to misbehave.
The weekly Treks in Sci-Fi podcast with your host Rico at treksinscifi.com.
Right, on that note, shall we get going? My finger hovers over the sideways triangle of commencement.
Yep, all set to go.
3, 2, 1. Rowing line. Fade out, rowing line. Fade in on spinning gate stock footage.
Always a good way to open the episode.
Stock footage of soldiers. It looks remarkably grainy on my screen. And the gate happily steaming. Ooh, running Hammond. That's a rare thing.
he tripped at the top of the steps. He just had to keep going.
Maybe if he'd ran more often, we wouldn't have lost him.
Yeah, that ain't even funny.
No, that's true. Sorry.
I wonder how many times they go through these unscheduled gate openings. Oh, it looks a bit...
You look fantastic.
Please, help!
And the young Aaron Douglas.
Teal clocking fit and sort of bounding down the corridor.
I'm going to have to open them up. Operating room one, now, let's move it. Go, go, go!
He's not sprinting, it's fast jogging, really, isn't it? The brotherly handshake.
Well, it's not even a sprint, it seems to be what he's used to. Weapons for.
It was transpired. Chulak was attacked. By Apophis.
Da da da!
For want of a suitably dramatic close in and
peel. Well, they must have assumed sooner or later, you know, with the small rebellion that Chulak went through, they would become a target for one system lord or another.
This one written by one of our showrunners and directed by someone I've never heard of.
Ah, Peter Wost. Wost, could be.
Thank you, because there's no way I was even going to attempt that.
No, I think he directs 11 episodes of SG-1, Stargate Atlantis episode, but he's more known for being a cinematographer.
Yeah, I think you said that last week.
That word, well, yeah, and obviously they must also promote from within. He also worked on Prophets and Sliders. Pretty big resume.
I don't think I ever saw Prophets.
Good series.
PH, I take it, rather than F.
No, PR. Yeah. Profit, P-R-O-F-I-T, Profit.
Yeah, not sci-fi?
Not sci-fi.
Son of a bitch!
Apophis must have transported off of Sokar's ship before it exploded.
Somebody's got to teach that guy how to die.
Coming back, yeah, Jack reacting as only Jack can. You know, as my friend Liz would say to me, you'll get splinters sitting on that fence, Jack.
There was nothing left to do but try to save the life of young Mohawk.
Poor Mohawk.
But attacking Chulak doesn't make sense. I mean, all the Jaffa weren't willing to oppose the Goa'uld, were they?
No.
Of course, it's quicker and easier to wipe them all out rather than try to weed out the traitors.
Ammon.
That's quite right, Daniel.
I'm just commenting on this. Somebody pull a post up on GWC saying that Carter's hair seems to start the season messy and end it straight. Clearly in season 3 we still have characters fixed. That's a hairy chested man.
Cylon! Unless of course you haven't seen the series, then oops. And I ain't cutting that out either.
Fair enough.
We've done everything we can.
Please, it's well beyond being spoiled.
Yep.
So it is it? Let me have another. Oh, God, he put on a lot of weight for BSG.
Well, he's 10 years older, isn't he, as well?
That is the chief, isn't it?
Yeah, that's chief, yeah.
You know me in faces. I don't recognise people.
Probably should have his designation tattooed on his forehead above his symbol.
Yeah, pretty much.
I have failed you.
I mean, he's not blowing people out of airlocks.
It is I who have failed you. You are the bravest Jaffa I have ever trained.
I'm scared.
Clamel Karak.
That's not very nice. I assume he was just being comforting because Tilk's behind him. Tilk said, hang on a minute, I thought I were the bravest. Oh, well, he didn't last long, did he?
No, he was hanging on so he could gasp out those few important plot details.
His body is to be burned. I will see to it personally. I am an old man, Tilk. One day I wish to spread Moak's ashes on the grave of Apophis.
Tilk doesn't look too upset, does he?
He probably never met him. I mean, when Tilk left, he was probably pretty much not much older than his son.
Tilk's only gone about 3 years. Or do you mean when Tilk left Chulak?
Yeah, when you left Chulak. It was still only 3 years.
Word of this must spread to all Jaffa. Yes. But maybe it is for someone younger and stronger than I to spread that word. You are the strongest Jaffa I have ever known.
Presumably under normal circumstances, even if you had seen him come through the ranks, you would have seen sort of glowing red eyes and a big metal thingy.
Oh, Braytax filling his age.
214, if memory serves.
135, as you just said. I suppose when you think about it, every time he gets a new apprentice or underling, they die. He keeps leading them into all sorts of trouble. And Tilk's only survived because he got away from the damn planet.
His army swept through Chulak as if they were searching for something.
Why risk ground troops if you can level the place from orbit?
The Harsisis.
Exactly.
Yes, well, that is a point. And bearing in mind, he may be older than 135. He may just have been serving for 135.
Yeah, but I don't think he'd split it like that.
He ought to create a new host for himself.
It is forbidden.
Yes.
Because the child would contain all the knowledge of the Gould. Amunet hid the boy to keep him safe.
Of course. The boy would be hunted. He could be the undoing of all the Gould.
But Apophis also doesn't know where Amunet hid him.
Which is why they were searching Chulak.
Do you know where this child is?
All I know is that it's a place called Keb.
Mm. They share a look. Perhaps we should have told them this.
Yes. So, in terms of not sharing important strategic information, we've got Daniel filling in for Teok this week.
Yeah.
It has to.
The Goa'uld fear and despise Keb. They forbade anyone from speaking of it long ago. It is something my father once spoke of to me. An old tale about a place discovered long ago by a few Jaffar and kept secret from the Goa'uld. When they could no longer carry a Primtar, they would make their journey to Keb. There the Kalak would learn the path through the darkness into the next life.
Kalak, that means soul, right?
Yes.
Oh, that was an indeed. That was definitely an indeed. I heard that one.
Was it? I didn't.
Oh, he said yes, sorry.
Yeah, I thought he said yes.
It just, the way he said it, it just sounded like it should be indeed.
Yeah.
If the Goa'uld are truly all-powerful gods, he would say, how is it that they fear anything?
Well, sounds like the perfect place to hide someone you don't want a ghoul to find. I don't suppose you happen to know the Stargate address.
No.
Well, all I have is some obscure Earth mythology that indicates Osiris once hid there from Set.
You not think you might mention this in debrief, Dan?
Even in casual conversation, have you ever heard of this legend, considering we're dealing with former Egyptian gods?
Mm-hmm.
Just on the off chance, it's actually, there's some truth to it.
There's always some truth to stuff.
Yeah, it's a good point, Barbaritex, Dad. If a god bleeds, how can it be a god? Which is what they said in Iron Man 2.
A lot of people have said yes.
More information. That could be interesting to this, you see.
There. Those are the planets of the Lak-Nakor.
What's the red one?
We basically have two reference maps for Stargate addresses. Yellow represents the cartouche that the Goa'uld left on Abydos, and the addresses from the Ancients' original map of the Stargates is in red.
Mm-hmm.
There are planets that the Goa'uld don't travel to, just like... Guess what? That's the one you want to go to.
I just saw the... Those credits have gone off quite well.
There's actually a big arrow just off the side of the screen. This is the one you want.
Mm-hmm. You are here.
Yeah. Or you will be here in about an hour. Fancy all the planets...
Oh, we've only got 37 minutes.
All the planets in the galaxy, and they got to find one, and they managed to find it within 5 minutes.
Yes, search at the speed of plot.
The story I have heard says Keb is an untouched wilderness with great mountains, and a single temple in a valley distant from the Stargate.
Braytac's looking better, and not overly upset. I just saw a director by credit 9.5 minutes into the episode. That's gotta be a record. I know I've commented on this before.
Well, scary stories or not, Apophis is just nuts enough to go. I'd like some backup on this one, sir.
SG-2 will accompany you.
As will I.
I think he wants a bit more backup than that, General.
You really think after 3 years running SG-1, the General would have got another star? He's only got two.
It's so secret.
Check in every 30 minutes.
Yes, sir.
Hold the fort, Major.
Yes, sir.
SG-9?
No, that's SG-2.
Ooh, 2.
Yeah, turn up the volume on your DVD, will you? I'm going to say, if they're going back up to guard the gate, I'd hope they'd have taken some heavier weaponry with them.
Mm.
And for the leader of a SG team, he seemed very deferential to Jack. A bit too much, in fact.
Especially for SG-2. Yeah. Well, he remembers what Jack did to the last leader of SG-2.
Yeah, it could be. Yeah. And we ain't seen him since. Oh, he's showing you up, Tuk.
You have been unusually silent, Master Braytac.
There's not much time left before I can no longer carry a Primtar.
When that time comes, I will have to decide what to do.
If this truly is Keb, that time may be upon us both.
Nice bit of Canadian wilderness. You expect to see your bears doing a bit of salmon fishing.
And some kung fu. I'm referring to a well-known salmon tinner ad, which I won't mention it because we don't advertise.
Where is it?
Six of the Jaffa stopped here.
I'm ahead. They returned with another. A woman.
How do you know that?
That's it. He's getting his own back.
See, Braytac, I did listen.
Yeah.
It's good. I can't ask Bucky now.
Who made the sandal, Tilk? Still much to learn.
What was made of and what did she weigh? Tall, yes.
What colour was her hair? Come on.
They were running.
He's good.
Extremely.
The woman may be the priestess entrusted with the child.
What's out of metal? Did you think just took leather boots and painted them?
I hope so. Incredibly uncomfortable.
Although he doesn't really seem able to bend his calf. The metal seems fairly unyielding. I'd say the motorcycle boots repainted. Maybe spray painted. The character's hair is
getting smell in the woods.
Smell that?
Yeah.
He hasn't said that yet.
Yes, he has.
Ooh. Ah. Sorry.
Oh.
Carter?
It's okay, sir. It's just a bird.
You're really not an ornithologist, are you, Carter? You see a bird, your first reaction is, shoot, shoot.
Yeah, pointing kill. Basically right at Daniel.
Yeah.
It's a safety catch on. Oops.
What being their safety catch? A Jaffa briquette.
Yes, crispy. Here be dragons.
Really weird.
And that moved more like leather than burnt metal.
Did.
Metal shouldn't be that flexible.
Yeah, it makes you wonder how, when we're shooting bullets at them, it, you know, spark, it's that soft.
I wasn't aware that lead actually struck a spark. I think that's purely an effect for the benefit of plot.
I'm sure it's not lead armour anyway.
No, but the bullets are.
Nice. Uh-huh. No.
She's not cooked.
Well, whoever killed the Jafar did not kill her.
She was shot in the back as she fled.
Why do I get the impression it...
I counted 8 bodies. Total. So, what happened here?
The priestess was being escorted back to the Stargate by 2 of the Jaffa. When they met the others, she realized she was in danger. She attempted to flee. They chased her and shot her. And then someone or something attacked them.
You can't know that for sure.
I'm quite certain.
Salah's guard with that, is it? It's some other thing.
Yes, someone or something.
Is it necessary to have dramatic noises?
Yes.
This episode is very, very dialogue heavy.
It is an episode. You literally can just sit and listen to it because it's beautifully written.
That I cannot guess.
Come on, Braytech, I'm sure you can guess. At least Braytech, have a guess and claim it's mystical knowledge, especially when we get to the temple.
There's a temple. Master Braytech and the Temple of Doom. Unless he looks not wearing metal.
Well, he's not. You know, the US Army don't, or Air Force don't issue metal. At this stage, they ain't even got Jack, the Kevlar.
Jack looks confuzzled.
Yes, what is that matte painting we see in the distance?
Damn, you beat me to it.
Because you normally always comment on it.
Cap.
And you stole the show.
Cap.
That's very stone-looking poster. Echoes of the gate design there.
It is, isn't it? Very much so.
And we've gone from gate to Japanese pagoda.
A welcoming party.
Well, someone's been reading Martha Stewart.
That's not a Wizard of Oz reference.
No.
Actually, it's not pagoda, because they look like slate tiles. I've watched a lot of grand designs recently.
Daniel?
Jack,
what you doing?
Well, something about this place says we all shouldn't rush in there waving guns around.
He is right. This is sacred ground.
He's definitely right. They're going Ray to
Tech's agreeing with him.
Hey.
They're going to a planet that Jafar never returned from. They found dead Jafar bodies. You really don't want to antagonize anybody.
Why is he taking the hat off?
Yeah, respect. It's obviously as...
taking his hat off or he's gone?
No, Jack's only willing to meet him partway. Hmm. I mean, Braytech's a weapon in by himself. He don't need hotels. Put the boot in and nut him at the same time.
Oh, this temple.
Yeah.
With the yellow thingy monk. Yes?
Soon. We know Daniel has a spiritual leaning. Michael Shanks himself says, you know, he doesn't buy into all this.
Mm-hmm.
He said he got sent no end of poetry and spiritual books during his time on SG-1.
Oh, where'd they come from? As if by magic, a monk appeared.
Yes.
I've been here for some time.
No, you weren't here when we just came in.
Here is everywhere you are.
And the monk's being obtuse, and that's just gonna tick Jack off.
Hello, I'm Daniel Jackson. This is Jack O'Neill. And this is Braytak. We're peaceful explorers from a place called Earth.
Do you seek oneness with Dasala?
Dasala? I know that word. It sounds tribal, African, maybe.
Dasala is everything, everywhere.
Nature. It, means nature.
Ah, put no barriers between you and where you are.
That very easy is sort of Asian version of Teok. That sort of intense stare. Unblinking.
Yeah, nothing's going to faze him, is it?
Mm.
I believe he wishes us to take off our boots.
Yeah, look, we've been walking a ways today.
Your journey has only begun.
Yeah, I'm just saying, I think I'm doing us all a big favor by keeping these babies on.
When the mind is enlightened, spirit is freed, the body matters not.
Yeah, Braytak gets it.
Well, Braytak's been around about twice as long as the other two's ages combined. You know, God allows us to grow old so we can find the wisdom to criticise everything he's made.
It's a nice philosophy until someone takes the shoes off and you think, he really probably should have kept them on.
Here's an idea. Why don't we just ask the man if the boy's here?
Fair enough.
Somewhere I don't think it's going to be that easy.
No.
Nice little sandpit in the middle of the house. Or is it just kitty litter?
Yeah, my friends, when they brought their cat down, they bought special kitty litter you can flush.
Oh, convenient.
Yes, it is.
Just put the kitty litter into the toilet and there, cat.
Lightning flashes, sparks shower. In one blink of your eyes, you've missed seeing.
Well, actually, they've trained their cat. Their cat uses the toilet.
Oh, lovely.
I only know a snowflake cannot exist in a storm of fire.
What?
Jack.
No, I... You know me, I'm a huge fan of subtlety, but that's downright encrypted.
Sorry, don't worry about him.
The sun is warm, wind is wild, grass is green along the shores. Here no bull can hide.
Oh, I don't know about that.
Jack, he's speaking in Zen cones. Whatever theology he follows may be an original basis for Buddhism on Earth.
Well, that's very nice. I'll be sure to call the Dalai Lama when I get home. But for now, how about why we came here?
Brings an interesting situation into mind if you're getting out of the shower and the cat sees something dangling.
Ow.
Ooh, there's something to play with.
Then try to explain that to the nurse at the hospital. Yes, I've heard them all, sir.
The flesh and bones.
Those who seek oneness find all that they seek.
Yeah, you want to make sure that phrase is in context.
Yes. Preferably that the flesh and bone are actually in the same place at the same time and sort of attached to each other. I've seen it in Nurse Jackie.
Oh, yes. That's probably where it came from. Yeah, that's where it popped into my head.
Okay, we're digressing somewhat as Jack.
Yeah, Jack's already lost it. That's why she has a bit of long hair, so it
blows
in the breeze.
It wins.
Yes.
Duke needs a shave.
Yeah, he looks like that's a bit rough, doesn't he?
He does.
And is that pierced ear he's got, or is it just...
I don't know.
I do not have a good feeling about this place. What of the Arceus' child, O'Neill?
I don't know. There's a monk guy in there. Daniel thinks he might know something, so he's going to play along for a while.
Play along?
Something about enlightenment.
Sir.
I know.
Contemplation of... there is a contemplation, Bill. Jack's bored and decided to... He's leaving those puppies on. He's not taking his shoes off.
He knows himself too well. He's pretty sure if he stays in there long enough, he's going to start shooting.
Yes, I mean, heaven forfend if the monk guy could actually get shot, he hinted. Carter's hair definitely longer than it's been in previous episodes.
Come on.
Omnibade. B-I-S-E domini, B-I-S-U domnu. Bang.
Words cannot express things. Speech cannot convey the spirit. Swayed by words, one is lost. One cannot carry darkness on the great path.
If I remove the symbiote within me, I would die.
You cannot start the journey with it inside you.
Oneness. You seek eternal oneness. Very holistic sort of...
Now that is faith.
Oh, yes.
you've got to be 100% committed to this, otherwise to believe that there is more to this life.
I sense you are not ready to meet Omundasala.
I am not ready to die. But I take solace in the fact that journey is ahead of me.
Yeah, I'm not quite ready yet. Let me think.
No, I quite like to hang on to, like, I guess suddenly I don't feel as tired as I was complaining about.
Yeah. Well, just knowing that there is more, there is something to come after this life, that what he's doing now is not the be-all or end-all, has kind of, you know, given him a fresh perspective.
Yes, he does have a considerable journey ahead of him, I'd say a good 6 seasons or so.
Yeah, Daniel's relieved that he doesn't have to die, at least.
Yes, you do not.
Rather a selfish attitude, Daniel. And there's his boobs.
I am not yet ready to give up. I feel alive, Took. Like a young man of 80. We still have false gods to slay.
I feel like
a zipper at the back of the side.
No laces in there. Maybe clasps around the back that we can't see. Because you can't slide your foot into something like that without a zipper, at least.
Which is why we've cut away. I'd say the repainted motorcycle boots. Sorry, I'm getting distracted into fashion. You notice he's not actually touching the wall because it's probably very thin rice paper and his finger goes straight through it. I wonder how many walls his fingers did go through before they realised. I'm sure in rehearsal they hadn't actually got the painted ones up. Oh, God, roll out another rice paper wall. Get the old guy with the brush, because I'm sure the art department were having horrors as his hand approached it. It took six hours.
So much off.
He's the son of my wife.
But not your son.
No. But my wife is dead now, and I promised her I would make sure the boy is safe.
And you are sure he will be safe with you?
Yes. Absolutely.
Because it is so clear, it takes a longer time to realize it.
That's a very careful phrase with a lot of overtones.
Yes. Gradually, this monk, played by Terry Chen, is, you know, getting all the information out of Daniel that he needs. And Daniel's, you know, is not really willing to give it, but it's still coming.
Daniel not really willing to give just means he's not going to tell you in the next 5 minutes, but he will tell you because he's Daniel and he tells everyone everything. Daniel's about as good at keeping secrets as I am at keeping away from a good bottle of whiskey. Not very fucked, in case you're wondering.
Oh. What should I do?
I can't do it.
You say you seek this child to fulfill a promise.
Yes.
Is there another reason?
The child has knowledge. He can help my people defend themselves against an evil enemy, the Goa'uld.
You hate the Goa'uld?
The Goa'uld are responsible for the death of my wife. Among millions and millions of other people, how can I not hate them?
Your hate will lead to the child's death.
How do you know that?
You must trust. You must believe.
Well, maybe what I don't believe is that I can light a candle with my mind. You see, I find it a lot easier to use a lighter.
Are we saying this is very, very early stage setup for something which is going to happen to Daniel March later?
In hindsight, yes. I'd be surprised if they planned that far ahead.
I wouldn't.
Considering that for most of the, you know, years of SG-1, they were never quite sure if they were ever going to get renewed.
Yes, they could be arbitrarily cancelled by Sci-Fi, for example, for no good reason. Not that I'm referencing any event that's happened.
Capricorn deserves to go.
I liked it.
I didn't.
This isn't like a trick candle or anything, is it?
Put your hand in the flame.
What?
Place your hand in the flame.
Yeah, was that the candle lighting?
I was talking to you, distracting you, and then I lit it with this match. Look, over there. See, it's on.
Look, behind you. Yeah, right. Bang. Told you. I'm sure there's a moment of that in SG.
Do you think Daniel was actually winding him up there? Or...
Ah! Why did you tell me to do that?
Why did you do it?
Because you told me to.
Because you trusted.
Yes.
Within you is the capacity for trust. Trust Omundasala. Do not believe you can light the candle. Believe she can light the candle.
Would you jump off a bridge if little Billy did?
That's not little Billy, that's little Chen. You are not yet ready to accept this universal oneness. I'm annoyingly smug.
I'm actually literally blowing it out.
Yeah, unfortunately, though, when the candle reignited, that looked like gas.
Yeah.
Little mini gas jet there. I'm surprised we didn't see the spark.
These lessons he has to learn. Not that you trusted me, yet had faith that there was more to it.
That's a nice matte painting. It's a very busy-looking sky.
You think Jack has been spending the time looking at the sky at the very least.
Maybe he has been, but Jack is getting bored.
Okay, I'm pretty sure this place was built by an alien race millennia ago. They may have even visited Earth and inspired the mythology surrounding the concept of Mother Nature in various cultures.
So this guy's an alien?
No. I'm pretty sure the aliens discovered a means by which they could ascend to some higher plane of existence and went there, wherever there is. But they left the writings in the shrine as a kind of map for others who wanted to follow them. The monk is just someone who's sort of taken up a curatorship.
Kind of a janitor?
More of a guide.
An usher?
It doesn't matter. Just watch.
Daniel's barefoot.
Well, yeah, he had to take his boots off to get into the...
Did he take his socks off as well?
Oh, yeah, that's a barrier to between you and the Earth, isn't it?
Glad I'm not wearing anything. Is that me, sure I wander around naked? Can advice to women, I know if we're going to do that.
Oh. Am I supposed to believe you did that?
Yes.
Jack, ever. Daniel Sadoval, embracing and philosophical. Yes. Yay, great. And Jack, I mean, you're being silly, Daniel.
Daniel. A word.
Jack says one sentence and Daniel's totally derailed. Yeah, just go with it, Jack, please. This is a sandcastle I built earlier.
We didn't come here to learn parlor tricks.
Jack.
Is the boy here or not?
I think so.
Because every minute we stay here, we're risking our necks.
I know that.
So please understand, I'm on the verge of ordering a complete search of this place, with or without his cooperation.
You can't do that.
You're confused, Daniel. I can. So far, I haven't.
I am gaining his trust.
And how long is something like that going to take?
Jack, you don't understand.
I think I do.
I'm not impressed. I can flick this switch and this light bulb comes on, as if by magic.
Yes. This is Jack's patience running out.
Patience's been running out for the last, I don't know how many hours it's been.
Mm. All right, that's dangerous. Put it down.
Can't actually see the guy underneath. Don't know how to get up. It's dark and it looked like afternoon when they arrived, so at least 6.
Okay. That was a little more impressive. How'd you do that?
Actually, I did that.
What?
That's what I'm trying to tell you. It's incredible.
Then we go on all about
planetary rotation, exactly. Things and orbit lengths and so on. Distance from sun, etc. Mm. Yes.
He could teach me how to light candles and move stuff around by thinking.
Cannot teach you what you already know.
Oh, I don't think I know as much as you think I know.
You must come to know Oma Desala. Become her friend.
Yeah, but have we actually learnt anything about the boy? You're ready for Las Vegas, but that's not why we came here. Oh, that doesn't sound good.
No, that sounded like a death glider. Oh, I heard a door closing. Please tell me this isn't my landlord come to check out the black mold that's growing on my bedroom.
Great. Deal. Great tech. You want to check that out?
Still a nice guy.
Yeah, a couple of death gliders.
Why aren't they firing?
Because they're on a reconnaissance mission.
So, where'd you fire? I mean, it's not as if there's a power crystal or anything. Ew, same painting, different angle.
I say, if there's death gliders, that means there's a mother ship nearby. And you mean Apophis, obviously, when he failed to learn anything from his little 8-man strike team he sent through the gate, decided to pay the planet a visit himself.
So, is the kid here or not?
Jack?
Daniel, that was a glider. We're out of time.
Time means nothing to the...
I wasn't aware Apophis had a mothership.
Yeah, he took over Sokar's army, didn't he? He controls the biggest army in the galaxy at the moment.
Yeah, because I was thinking, didn't we blow that up a season or so ago?
That's how Apophis attacked Chulak.
Oh, okay. That's quite a future far.
Yes.
And probably CG.
Claymores are set, sir.
Good. Daniel thinks we should stay.
Why?
Well, watch.
What?
Well, that's optimistic anyway. There's 5 of us and 3 or 4 claymores and we'll hold them all back.
They did it last season.
They do it quite often, truth be told. I really do like those fireplaces where the flames coming through what look like glass or crystal, as opposed to fake coal or fake logs.
Oh yes, the fake logs.
You did that?
Yes.
That's impossible.
You'd think.
Why?
You learned the power to control fire.
It's not just fire.
You've just seen it, Sam. Why would you assume it's impossible? After everything we've seen.
On the walls. All you have to do is be willing to learn and believe.
And it helps if you can read them.
I'm sorry, but something else has to be going on here.
Why?
Now that's annoying, isn't it?
Carter doesn't believe him.
But under different circumstances, I would bring in the right equipment and check for some kind of concealed technology before I assume that...
Isn't there the smallest part of you that wants to believe a person can reach a higher level?
Jack might be vaguely open to this from the perspective of his cynicism, but Carter's a scientist and demands a logical explanation for everything.
Oh yeah, but she's seen enough that even she can't...
Yeah, but she just figures that's because she hasn't sat down with it and took it apart in her lab.
This was Star Trek. Captain Kirk would go behind one of them walls and find an old-fashioned computer running everything and then talk it to death.
The dreaded talk to death.
Yes. You, machine, calculate pi.
The only working phaser in the universe, it was only fired once to prevent William Shatner from making another album.
Which he's currently in the recording studio doing.
Oh, God. Ah, the glowing whiteness.
Oh, the glass is steaming up. Oh. That's the only problem with the Jaffa army. They do clank.
Yes.
They find it very difficult to sneak up on anybody.
Damn. But like Cybermen in that respect.
Yeah. Mind you, they're not overly keen on that sort of tactic anyway, if they can overwhelm people with sheer numbers.
Glowy witness. Clearly his lenses aren't photochromatic or they're darkened. But...
Was it Men in Black? If we see anything, they'll darken. And all of a sudden, boom, they don't get black. Oops.
No,
Hitchhikers, wasn't it?
Hitchhikers.
Hitchhikers, yeah.
Which I picked up on DVD because it was like £6.
I think I only bought my copy for about a tenner a couple of years ago. Hidden room. How mystical.
Yes. Hidden room with child.
Unfortunately, IMDb doesn't have a listing for this actor.
Well,
or his twin brother.
You know he was... played by twin. There's very severe limitations on how much screen time you can use an infant for.
Yeah. Now where's he gone? I'll leave him alone for 5 minutes.
And he goes through a bloody wall. The Daniel that walked into walls. Sorry, Roddy Doyle book called The Woman Who Walked Into Doors.
We must leave immediately and elude them through the forest.
There's Daniel. Daniel! Daniel, we gotta go!
Crying out loud. I don't know where he is. Nothing there.
What do we do?
Colburn, O'Neill.
Reach, sir.
Hightail it back through the gate. Tell Hammond we're pinned down. Request backup.
Yes, sir.
Oh, I recognize him now.
What?
The guy playing Coburn, Steve Bakick, he were in Smallville and Andromeda.
Well, Andromeda got really silly around season 3 and I stopped watching it. And then I cooked back in season 5 and it had just gone completely off the wall mental.
Yeah, Jack's going to have a long talk with Daniel if they survive this.
Hold off McClaymore's as long as we can. I don't want to get into this unless we absolutely have to. And if we happen to make it out of this in one piece, remind me to harm Daniel severely.
Didn't he say we're going to harm Daniel?
I was going to get to that. A long talk, then we're going to smack him a few times. It's handy that the Jaffar are coming through the front gates.
Mm-hmm.
With thousands of Jaffa, you think they'd surround the place, at the very least.
Safe with me.
Hey,
Sorry. I'm getting texts.
I thought it was some spangly music heralding a rolling cloud coming in. Omar de Sala, played by Carl Boudreau.
Boudreau?
Boudreau. Boudreau, maybe even. French-Canadian, probably.
Hmm. I didn't do any of it, did I? It was you. I was wrong. I don't have any powers at all. You do. You were showing them to me. That's how you communicate with us. You were trying to tell me the boy is better off here with you, and I wasn't listening.
Poltergeist, Millennium, 7 Days.
I must watch more of Millennium, but I'm currently chomping my way through season one of Jeremiah, which I refused to even start watching until I had season two. And then I got distracted by about another 7 TV series.
Mm. It's amazing. She doesn't say much, but she conveys a lot, basically.
She's like Gromit.
Yeah. And Daniel's just figured out that she's been playing him for a fool this whole time.
Yes. The monk is a charlatan.
Aren't they all?
And a saffron robe.
No, Daniel, you're not going to get custody.
No.
But she will do you for child support.
Or jelly. Bad pun.
Baby's not letting go. There's something under that shirt. I'm sure there is. Mummy?
Yes, there's a microphone under
yeah, there's
there.
A microphone. Stop trying to eat the microphone.
You can't control the actions of an infant. That's why you get so many cutaways. I think it only allowed you to use them for like 30 minutes a day. And since a 1 minute scene takes about hours to shoot.
Not welcome here.
In the name of the god Apophis, we've come for a young boy.
You will leave now.
We will not stand aside.
This must be the first prize. Now, do you think they ask for volunteers? Who's through the gate first, lads? You, and you.
They don't ask for volunteers. They give orders and they gladly run forward to serve the god.
He's not going anywhere in the grand tradition of passive resistance.
I really don't like the look of that cloud.
No.
He's looking very scorpion-style armor, isn't it?
The same style that Sokor's people wore. Kind of the devil horns.
Do it!
Kilosak!
Pick up your weapons.
You heard him!
I was talking to you, Jack. What?
Oh dear. A bit of a standoff now. Repeat that, Daniel. They just cold-bloodedly killed the monk and you want me to drop my weapon?
Do it now, all of you.
Daniel?
Jack, I was wrong. I was very wrong. One of those aliens I thought was long gone is still here.
Sir, we put our guns down and we're dead.
You are outnumbered and surrounded. You will die if you do not.
Yeah, that's a big hint, guys. It couldn't really be much clearer, could he?
The alien is one with all the powers, and she is not someone you want to fool with, if you get my drift.
Oh, you're clowning as well.
Yeah, considering the history of this planet, you'd think the Jaffar themselves would be a little bit concerned.
Jaffar probably aren't taught history. Although the Force Prime, you'd think. You get the impression Sokar kept his Force Prime a bit dumb.
Kill them.
Oh, right. Yeah. Nice.
Bye.
Up to the left, guys. Look up to the left. No.
Bye-bye.
Yeah, that was basically it, wasn't it? Sorry, lads. I did try my best to warn you. Ooh, nasty.
Zip-boom.
And there goes the gliders as well. Now, where'd the wreckage land, though?
I think they were vaporised.
Well, that was cool.
I saw a little tiny bit spinning off.
See, Jack, aren't you glad you listened to Daniel just this once?
Yes. Jack didn't say something like, extra crispy there.
And the monk, well, who was an alien after all?
Well, not necessarily. He mightn't have been ascended before, but... Because he appeared to take genuine hurt.
Yeah, never thought of that.
He may have just ascended at that point.
Yeah.
Is this our first proper look at ascended beings?
It's implied that, although...
We don't let... They're actually called ascended, are they?
No, then the story's not really explored at this point.
But I don't think I'm spoiling much there.
No.
Okay, folks, they are ascended beings. accept it. You'll hear it in a couple of, I think it's season 4, episode 6, if memory serves.
You're leaving. I know that more of them will come as long as I know the boy is here. I'll see both of you again someday, right?
You're supposed to react there, Daniel.
You're supposed to go weak at the knees or try and...
Yeah, anything. Just a slight tilt of the head to say you acknowledge that something touched you. Don't see that every day, do you, guys?
I take it that was the Narcissus child she was holding.
Yeah.
I thought we needed that kid. I'm just gonna let her...
No choice, huh?
Colonel Neal, this is Major Coburn. Come in.
Yeah, go ahead, Major.
Reinforcements are on the way, sir.
Take your time. We're secure.
Good to hear, sir. Sir, the Stargate just came on. There's a strange bright light headed this way.
Do not engage. Repeat, get out of the way and do not engage. In fact, I'm ordering you all to put down your weapons until that light is gone. Do you read?
Yes, sir.
Well, I assume she knows exactly who they are.
Jafar, they're waiting. Did she slaughter several hundred thousand of them?
I would assume that she took out the mothership at the same time.
It's gone, sir.
Yeah, in fact, get out of the way, run away, duck. Unless you wanted to leave some survivors that would report back that whatever was there is gone.
Let's go home.
Daniel?
Yeah?
Shoes?
Braytak and Tilka. Oh, yeah, and I didn't notice that. I really wouldn't want to walk the miles back to the Stargate on my bare feet. Mission accomplished. Not quite what they intended, but job done.
There is a club, indeed, societies online of people that do exactly that.
Oh, the world is full of strange people.
Yes, I know, I'm one of them. Yes, interesting episode.
Yeah,
kind of sitting there, as you said, sitting there and staring at the screen.
You could literally just, when the monk's going through his Zen bit, just sit there and let it all wash over you.
Yes, just being careful not to drown in the process.
Okay, Maternal Instinct aired in February 25th, the year 2000. As we've said, Robert C. Cooper, Peter Woust. Always great to see Tony Amendola back.
Yes.
Very brief
appearance. I say Dala.
Amendola. Yeah, it doesn't matter. Always great to see Tony back. Very brief appearance by a young Aaron Douglas, who, as we know, went on to be the chief in BSG.
Mm-hmm.
And the recent The Bridge, his own Canadian series he starred in. And I think he's in Hellcats now, although I haven't actually watched that show, because it's way too much like a soft version of Glee.
My policy says the only people that watch Glee are women and gay men.
Well, I think I've said this before. Whenever I've seen it on... 5 minutes later, I'm still watching it. I'm thinking, no, stop watching it. Go away.
I did that with Sex and the City.
Yeah.
I started to watch an episode and I started to get sucked in and I sent a text to my friend saying, I'm watching Sex and the City. Kill me now.
Well, whenever Kim Cattrall got any of a kit off, I'm well into it. But even that got old very quick.
Yes.
Like a lot of shows, you may watch a bit of the first season, it doesn't grab you, and then you just let it go. And 6 or 7 years later, the series is still going, and you think, why did anybody keep watching it?
I doubt I've alienated any of our audience. I doubt there's very much crossover, or indeed any crossover, between Glee, Sex and the City, and what we do. Just not going to happen.
We have no email this week, but we do have a comment taken from the Gatecast website from Susan, who is valiantly going through our episodes, something I've done many a time with podcasts I've started who have been well into their run. Susan says, trying to catch up on your podcast. Just finished listening to your guest from Galactic Water Cooler. It was fun to listen to yet another viewpoint of Stargate. Keep up the good work. I'm enjoying your podcast. But Need was not that bad. I kind of liked it. Thanks, Susan, both for the feedback and listening to the show. GWC episode is perhaps one of the highlights of the Gatecast, which says a lot, really. And the pattern is emerging about Need. The more positive comments on that episode of SG-1 come from our female listeners, and that may underline how useful knowing your demographic can be in TV and movie making. That's all for the feedback this week. Carry on.
That's pretty much it, folks. If you want to contact us, unless you've just heard an email segment, you can email gatecast@phasecast.com. You can go to the website gatecast.phasecast.com and you can comment on the various things. And there is a contact us tab on the Gatecast where you can fill in your details. You don't even need to put in a valid email address unless you actually want to reply, which is always useful. And we're almost at the end of season 3. We've got next week's episode is Crystal Skull, which admittedly, from our perspective, we'll be recording in about 4 days.
On the next Stargate, SG-1.
I know of no gold structure of that magnitude.
Colonel O'Neill gets a mission like none other.
Any signs of life there?
There is a breathable atmosphere, sir, but no complex life signs.
And when it's over, he'll never want another.
It appears to be a human skull.
A crystal skull holds the power to an unknown dimension.
We have to see this. He claimed that it possessed a certain power.
What kind of power?
A force that could transport SG-1 to another world.
It's like a living thing.
Forever.
Daniel! Where'd he go?
He seemed to disappear.
Return to base immediately.
Tim! Get out of there!
On the next Stargate SG-1.
Not what I'm looking forward to.
That's another one of them episodes that I've watched when it was broadcast. I watched it when I first got the DVD, but I've had no real reason to watch it again, except for the show now.
I did like the guy playing Daniel's grandfather.
Who was that?
Doubtless you will have him researched and a complete biography by Tuesday.
More than likely.
Knowing you, because I think I've only caught you off guard once in relation to that. You just had so much useful information. When I mentioned something you didn't have, it was like, what? Just assumed you're sitting there with copious notes and an encyclopedia or a wiki, which is pretty much the same thing.
Well, no, but I get your point.
Not a bother. And that now, folks. We're also on Podcast Alley and Podcast Pickle and iTunes, obviously, which is probably how most of you are listening to this. Right, I think we should sign off at this point, folks. I've been Alan.
And I've been Mike. Thanks for listening, everybody.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
You've been listening to Gatecast, presented by Alan, Mike and Scott. Visit us at gatecast.facecast.com.